This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of Brazilians took to the streets Saturday to demand the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing increasing pressure as the pandemic exacts a devastating toll on his country. In Rio de Janeiro and elsewhere, protesters complained about Brazil's late-starting vaccination program and high unemployment rate, and demanded more emergency aid for poor people grappling with the pandemic. Brazil has suffered nearly 550,000 deaths because of COVID-19, a toll surpassed only by the United States, which has almost 120 million more people. Bolsonaro has been famously dismissive of the health crisis, the need to wear face masks, and lockdown measures to halt the spread of the virus. Out-of-state crews headed to Montana Saturday to battle a fire that injured five firefighters as the West struggled with a series of blazes that have ravaged rural lands and destroyed homes. In Butte County, California, the Dixie Fire continued to burn in rugged and remote terrain, hampering firefighters' efforts to contain the blaze as it grows eastward, becoming the state's largest wildfire so far this year. In a briefing, CAL FIRE Battalion Chief Merrick Fields says that firefighters have a plan and are battling the Dixie blaze.
Yes, we've got a big fire out here, but we're making progress on it. We've still got a lot of work in front of us, but we've got a solid plan, and we're going to pull that off in the next 4 or 5 days.
More than 85 large wildfires were burning around the country as of Saturday, most of them in the western states, and they had burned more than 553,000 hectares of land. This is VOA News. French anti-riot police fired tear gas Saturday as clashes broke out during protests in central Paris against COVID-19 curbs and vaccination. Television pictures showed police trying to push back demonstrators near the capital's Saint-Lazare railway station after the protesters had pushed over a police motorcycle carrying several officers. At another protest called by far-right politicians in western Paris, demonstrators opposed to antivirus measures carried banners reading, "Stop the dictatorship." Across France, protests were also held in Marseille, Montpellier, Nantes, and Toulouse. French lawmakers are due to vote this weekend on a bill drafted by the government aimed at setting up a health pass and mandatory vaccination for health workers. Tanzania on Saturday received its first batch of 1 million Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines donated by the United States government. The African nation had been among the few countries on the continent yet to receive vaccines or start vaccinating its population, mainly because its former leader had claimed prayer had defeated COVID-19 in the country. The Foreign Affairs Minister and U.S. Ambassador Donald J. Wright greeted the vaccines at the airport in Dar es Salaam.
President Biden has committed to making 500 million doses of vaccine available to the global community, and those will be coming in various tranches to Tanzania through the Gavi initiative.
Former Tanzanian President John Magufuli, who died in March, had refused to accept vaccines after he claimed 3 days of prayer had healed the country of the virus in June of last year. Magufuli's deputy, Samia Suluhu Hassan, took over as president in line with the country's constitution and has reversed Tanzania's practice of denying COVID-19's spread in the East African country. As Typhoon Infah heads towards eastern China, airline flights in the area have been canceled after the monstrous storm dumped heavy rain on Taiwan. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Provincial weather reports have forecast that Typhoon Infah will hit Zhejiang province south of Shanghai. The storm has sustained winds of up to 95 miles per hour, with gusts up to 120 miles per hour as it moved away from Taiwan, heading northwest towards eastern China. Schools, markets and businesses in Zhejiang were ordered to close. Road traffic was to be suspended when necessary. And large container ships were evacuated from Yangshan port in Shanghai. I'm Karen Chamas.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.